It's Tuesday, December 29th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. So you think that you've been cooped up in the house for a long time during the COVID crisis? Consider that Pastor Jin Tianming was under house arrest in his apartment for 9 years in Beijing. His apartment was guarded by 3 shifts of police 24 hours a day. But here's the good news. The pastor has regained his freedom, according to International Christian Concern. Pastor Tianming founded Shuan Church in Beijing, one of the city's largest, before he was arrested. The church had refused to join the state-sanctioned Three Self Church. Other church leaders are still under surveillance, and most recently, the church congregation has been forced out of rented properties. The Daily Signal reports that the United Nations General Assembly's third committee session has reported on instances of religious persecution for Chinese children. The children testified to, quote, being bullied for their parents' arrests, excluded from extracurricular activities in school, punished for attending church and religious activities outside of school, forced into reciting anti-religion and pro-atheism slogans, and coerced into signing documents renouncing their faith, end quote. Also, in many cases, quote, the government has separated children from their parents and has threatened to beat the children if the parents do not renounce their faith, end quote. The Charlotte Lozier Institute has issued a report finding that 69% of Obamacare exchange plans offer elective abortions in the 24 states and territories where it is legally permitted. However, 100% of exchanges must offer abortifacients without a copay. Since 1995, the Centers for Disease Control reports the use of the intrauterine device, or IUD, abortifacient has increased from 1% to 14%, and the use of the IUD has doubled since Obamacare was implemented. The Stanford study on the IUD concluded that an average of 0.8 post-fertilization babies were lost per woman by use of the IUD per annum on 5 different IUDs tested. This means that 6,750,000 babies are killed each year by the IUD, up from 482,000 in 1995. Thus, the total annual abortions in the U.S., including only the IUD abortifacient device, has increased from 1,900,000 to 7,610,000 between 1995 and 2017. Tragically, at least 66% of American babies conceived annually are killed. May God have mercy on us. To its credit, the Covenant Presbyterian Church denomination produced a resolution at its 2020 General Assembly, soundly condemning the use of abortifacient contraceptives. For a copy of the resolution, email The Worldview, mail@generations.org. Jeremiah 32, verse 35, warns of killing children. They built the high places of Baal in the valley of the son of Hinnom to offer up their sons and daughters to Molech, though I did not command them, nor did it enter into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. An independent investigation commissioned by the Ravi Zacharias International Ministries and conducted by Miller and Martin has issued its initial conclusions. The commission found, quote, significant, credible evidence that Mr. Zacharias engaged in sexual misconduct over the course of many years, end quote. The Ravi Zacharias International Ministries Board has also issued a statement calling the misconduct, quote, deeply troubling and wholly inconsistent with the man Ravi Zacharias presented both publicly and privately to so many over more than 4 decades of public ministry, end quote. 1 Corinthians 10 encourages us, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. On Monday, the U.S. stock market scraped record highs. The NASDAQ touched 12,900. That's a 44% increase over a year ago. It was a year the gross domestic product shrunk by 3.6%. That's the largest contraction since the Great Depression. And it was the year that federal debt to GDP topped 127%, up from 30% in 1980. That tops the record set during World War II at 121%. And finally, President Donald Trump signed the $900 billion COVID relief bill over the weekend. The highly anticipated relief package included $166 billion in direct checks of $600 per taxpayer earning less than $75,000 annually. In addition, $120 billion of quote-unquote free money will be doled out to people who lost jobs above their unemployment insurance. $325 billion goes to small businesses, including $284 billion in loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. Also, the bill included $20 billion for businesses in low-income communities and $15 billion for struggling live venues like movie theaters and museums, $45 billion for transportation like airlines and Amtrak, and $13 billion for the food stamp program, as well as $13 billion for farmers. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 29th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.